the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a South Jersey hospital network is being sued by the state for secretly drug testing pregnant patients as they arrive to give birth.
Virtua Health and its hospitals in Voorhees, Mount Holly, and Camden are the focus of a discrimination lawsuit. The state attorney general's office says in at least two cases, Virtua's universal urine drug testing meant mothers of newborns were reported to state child protective services, even if results were a false positive from eating poppy seeds. When asked for comment, a Virtua spokesperson says they're steadfast in continuing to create safe, exceptional maternity experiences for thousands of South Jersey families each year. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A grandparent visiting poor storage practices, a dog's pain medication, all potential sources of opioid poisoning for young children. Diane Kaleo with the New Jersey Poison Control Center says kids are explorers and they may not know any better when they get their hands on drugs in the home.
These exposures are happening in young children throughout the state. And we really need to do everything we can to prevent them from happening in the first place.
The research shows children also access fentanyl patches as well as opioid residue left on discarded items like cotton balls. It would be the largest single lottery prize ever claimed in New Jersey if it is claimed. One winning Mega Millions jackpot ticket was sold worth more than $1 billion back on March 26. It was sold at the ShopRite liquor store on Route 66 in Neptune. The winner has yet to claim the prize and time is running out. The ticket expires 1 year after the drawing. Emergency workers from across the tri-state area have been deployed to the areas hit by this week's hurricane. The Category 4 storm made landfall about 45 miles southeast of Tallahassee late last night. The task force is prepared to stay in North Carolina for 2 weeks, but could stay longer if needed. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. The iconic Mr. G's Diner in Patterson is closing. The New Jersey Diner has been serving the community for 85 years. Final meals will be served this weekend and the official closing will happen September 29th. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 137 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want it on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Will you need the rain gear this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So when will we finally dry out and see the sun again? Wednesday, the middle of next week. Until then, it's unsettled. And this weather will have you reaching for the umbrella and windshield wipers from time to time through the weekend. Pockets of rain in the forecast still tonight with fog likely, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow we'll see spotty showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. It'll stay cloudy and cool with highs only around 70. More of the same on Sunday. Lots of clouds and a few showers. Highs 65 to 70. Monday is trending a bit drier. It'll be mostly cloudy with isolated showers possible. Highs right around 70 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson 71, Hamilton 69, and Cape May Courthouse also 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Raceway Kia of Freehold. It's America's decision 2024, and the choice has become clear. Only one candidate will lease you a new Kia starting at just $129 a month. It's Raceway Kia, Route 9 in Freehold, and online at RacewayKia.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.